Frontman with the Black Star Riders is Ricky Warwick, and he's going to be playing RD on Saturday night in Boggers Bar. The brand new Black Star Riders album is out. It's called All Hell Breaks Loose. And how does it feel then getting back on stage by yourself, solo, alone?
To be honest, it was weird, you know. It was 3 years since I'd done the solo thing. And it certainly took me a little while to sort of, you know, get back into it. But I think by about sort of the second or third gig, you know, it's like riding a bike, you never forget. I'm blessed I'm able to be able to step away from the band and do that. It's great to be able to do that, you know.
Well, couldn't you have just taken some time off? I mean, you had a very busy year last year recording that album. You got that album recorded in record time and then put out, and then you've done a heap of media around the Black Star Riders album. And you couldn't have just taken a few weeks off, no?
Well, it was more than a few weeks. But actually, we did all the promo, like you said, and the album and everything. And we did a few festivals. And then we weren't really due to start touring very heavily at Black Star Riders till the 1st of October. So it would have been about 3 months. And I think my wife would have thrown me out the house after the first month. So, you know, I like to keep busy and I like to play. And the solo stuff's something that's very dear to me. And I haven't had much chance to look at it over the last 3 years with Lizzie, obviously, and now with Black Star Riders. So this was an opportunity for me to sort of catch up and get back out and look at some new songs I've been working on and that kind of thing, you know.
Last time we spoke, we mentioned The Almighty. You mentioned to me that there was going to be some re-release stuff happening there. Mm-hmm. Is that still going ahead?
That's gone ahead. It'll be out through Spine Farm, through Universal. First two albums get re-released, I believe, on September 30th, which is Blood, Fire and Love and Soul Destruction.
Yeah.
And they'll be available online, you know, obviously hard copies as well, and also in vinyl limited edition.
I was on to your record guys in the UK, because I know Black Star Riders, the album, came out on vinyl limited edition, and I was trying to get one, and it was like needle in haystack kind of stuff, trying to find one. Impossible. I'm sure you got one, did you?
I did. I'll get you one.
And is it lovely? Does it sound lovely?
I'm not.
See, now I feel bad. Now that I've mentioned it.
that's criminal. You've been a great supporter of the band. I'll make sure you get one of those, mate.
I love your work, man. So you're going to be playing RD Saturday night. What's the plan there? What time are you kicking off? What are we going to get?
I'm starting a venue called Boggers in RD.
I know it,
first time in RD for me. First time playing there, so I'm looking forward to it. Now, I think the doors are about 7:30. I think I'll probably be going on about 9:30. 9:00, 9:30, around about then. I'll put it up on Facebook when I sort of know the time near Saturday. Bit of Black Star Riders, bit of Lizzie, bit of Almighty, some of the solo stuff, few cheeky cover versions thrown in for good measure as well.
Actually, I know there's going to be a lot of people screaming at the radio going, ask them why there isn't a Dublin show! But there's politics involved in that, isn't there?
There was. I mean, we're obviously coming to Dublin with Black Star Riders in December, which we're really looking forward to. And we just felt it was, you know, just a little bit too much for me to do a solo show just prior to, you know, Black Star Riders coming to play.
In the meantime, if you're looking for something to do this Saturday night, Ricky is doing some solo work, and that is in Boggers in RD on Saturday. Always nice to catch up with you, man. And Philo's birthday coming up too.
It is, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, obviously, I love the great man and wish him the very best on his birthday, and wish he was still here amongst us, you know.